Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook.com/DR L. D'Alberto Smith. That's our Facebook. And I just gave you the blog talk, Rick, Golf for Tuesday. We just want to take this opportunity and just thank the Lord for allowing us to see another year. We're in 2020. And the thing about it, it will be a decade. It's a new decade, a decade of access. You some things you didn't have access in the 2010s, you will have an opportunity in the 2020s. So just prepare yourself for some awesome things to happen in your life. I want to speak that over your life because God has blessed me with many things and many opportunities. He's still blessing me. I see some things just opening up, and I give him the praise. Now, the Dr. Lowe Show is what we're going to be talking about tonight. The Dr. Lowe Show is the show that's talking about real relationship. I am the real relationship guru with no filters. I'm going to come to you and bring things to you that you like, enjoy to listen and have questions about. And if you do and you want to have something to say about it, you listening to me, you have a question, this is what you need to do. You can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number that actually gives us your name, location, then offer your comments as well as your expertise. Tonight's show on the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show, is why do people stay in unhappy and toxic relationships? That's a question you should ask yourself. Why would I stay in a relationship that I'm unhappy with? Why would I stay in a relationship that's full of drama and what we call toxic enough that we're unhappy, we're not comfortable, we don't want to be around our families? Why should we stay in that? And we're going to talk about some things tonight on our show in reform of those topics. Talks about the very types of relationship, the relationship tiers. We're going to focus on, in essence, why do smart people, and that's what I want you to keep in mind, smart people stay in toxic relationships. Then we're going to look at what we have to do with some habits that we can learn to stay out of a toxic relationship or remove ourselves from that toxic relationship. We also want to look at how to build and keep a romantic relationship that includes being healthy, happy, and satisfied. Then we're going to look at what skills that we can attain and learn in a relationship that leads to a lasting love in this relationship. These are the things we're going to focus on. And last but not least, we're going to look at a successful relationship. That's one of the things we don't consider. We don't see as a relationship, a type of relationship, but a successful relationship is always important. We're going to talk about the types of relationship that last a long time. And everybody wants to be in a relationship where you have an opportunity for it to last a long time. Let me just go to this point. The music that we play, we do not own the rights to it, but we play it to kind of get us going and so on. Also, I want you to understand that with our production company, which falls now under the Enterprise, the LLC, we're heard in 16 countries. And those 16 countries, we're so glad to be a part, and we'll continue to grow. We're looking to add, you know, and we don't add countries. The listeners who check out the show from all over the world adds to our numbers. And we're so thankful God has given this opportunity to come before you using this vessel to get the word out, talking about relationships, talking about love, talking about sports, just talking about plain old life issues. And that's what it's all about. We want to bring that to you. So tonight, as we talk about why people stay in unhappy and toxic relationships, we want you to take this opportunity to think of some things you would like to share with us. Or if you have a question, take this opportunity. Now, you can call in or you can go to Facebook. And in the process on Facebook, you can do like or offer a comment. Offer some thoughts about it, and we look forward. We will share your comments with everybody. You know, I'm just looking, and normally I'm tagging a group. I'm always tagging a group, and I'm looking at people back and forth at the top, but we're not running through the stream like you normally do. So just come on, join us and enjoy. Now, what I want you to do is kind of relax. I know it's about 7:09. Just relax, get in your recliner, get you a cup of tea, cup of coffee, any other libation. Then also get you a pastry, cookie, dessert, and just sit back and enjoy yourself tonight, because we're going to come to you hard. We're going to come strong. So let's get ready to make this thing happen. As I said, make it do what it do. Before we move forward to making it do what it do, we want to kind of share this advertisement with you in regards to we want you to be a part of in the month of March. The ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter of Montgomery, Alabama, will be having the 100th Final Womanhood Centennial Gala on Saturday, March the 21st, 2020, at the Embassy Suite in Montgomery, Alabama, 300 Tallapoosa Street. The doors will open at 6:45. The program will mean the gala will start at 7 o'clock. The attire is all white. The cost to get it through the door, the admission is $50. And if you want to be get your tickets now, you can go to finerwomanhoodbook1920@gmail.com. Again, if you want to purchase your tickets now, go to finerwomanhoodbook, that's B-O-O-K, 1920@gmail.com. Before we move forward, this week and last week was a week where all of the Greek letter organizations, most of them, in the month of January, they was founded. Started off on J5, which is the Brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. J9, you had the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated was founded, and I'm so excited, that's my fraternity. On J13, you had the Ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, one of our co-hosts, which is Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So all you Deltas, you're listening, check us out. Give her the support you need. On tomorrow, which is J15, you have the Ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated and our co-hosts, one of our co-hosts, and also the duo to make up the father and daughter block, the only father and daughter block talk team in the country, and that's Lauren D. Smith. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And on Thursday, my sisters of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated will be 100 years. It's their centennial. They'll be celebrating in Washington, D.C. Everything is booked up. Booked out, they're having a ball, many, many thousands of members of Zeta Phi Beta and their significant others and loved ones will be in Washington, D.C. That started today or tomorrow and goes right on through the weekend. So they have an awesome time. So, and our co-host and also a listener who's been with us a long time, part of the team, we're so glad to have her as well, and that's Ms. Scarlett H. Black, Sarah Scarlett H. Black from Greenville, South Carolina, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I know she's in Washington, D.C., getting ready to have a ball because she informed me, said she would be out of the pocket. She was supporting her team, Clemson University, last night. They had a watch party, and she's going on up to D.C. and have a ball. Scarlett, you know, hold the blue and white upright. Do what you have to do. We really appreciate all you are doing to support the Smith Wave Production. Have a ball. So I gave you a shout out for each and every one of those organizations. Be a part of it because I know you're listening. Now, the call in number is 347-857-4192. And you can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/the Smith Wave Production. Why do people stay in unhappy and toxic relationship? First of all, we want to focus on looking at relationships. There's certain tiers of relationship. If you don't quite understand those tiers of relationship, then you're going to have a problem being able to function in a healthy relationship. You have to understand when you're actually in a relationship. Relationship tiers involve, first of all, when you meet somebody, they are your associate. You met them, you had a chance to talk with them, you had a chance to discuss a few things, you develop some kind of relationship and a connection with them through the associate phase of those tiers. The second one is acquaintance. Your acquaintance, you want to further that friendship, you want to further that relationship. or the relations as well as the connection. Then you begin to seek knowledge. You develop a relationship where you're now texting, calling, meeting, going out on sometime dates, just kind of get to know each other. And the next tier of that, and everybody, there are several ways we can look at this, is the one called friends, friendship. That's a relationship that's so important. We're going to talk about not only just now, we're going to talk about as we go through the various phases of how you deal with a toxic relationship, all the phases dealing with an unhappy and toxic relationship. You also, when you're dealing with a friendship, it's a bond. You have bonded with that person. It could be on your job. It could be at your church. It could be in your organization. It can be in your family. You know, your family, just because you're a family, it's a relationship in itself. But you have to be friendly in your own family. You have to be. So that's a bond. That's a companionship. Again, a relationship. And last but not least, when we're dealing with a relationship, is romantic. A romantic relationship. This is a tier that's so important. This is when you're feeling very strongly attracted to someone or the other person that you have interest in. You went through the associate phase, the acquaintance phase. You went through the friendship. Now you're looking for a romantic relationship. You want to make sure if that person's showing their strong feelings towards you, you're ready now to reciprocate that back to that person. And now you're in a relationship. And you feel a need that you make sure you move forward in regards to that. Now, another relationship I feel that should be added to this when we talk about the tier is that once you go through all the romantic part, it has to be successful, a successful relationship. That is a tier that is so important. And we're going to talk about the many phases of it. We want you to be a part of it. 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I ask you to join the conversation and just offer your name if you choose to, where you're located, and your thoughts, as well as your expertise. So we look forward to having you as a part of this. You know, if you're on Facebook, just indicate to me and let me know you're on Facebook. Tonight we're not doing Twitter or we're not doing Instagram. We're doing YouTube television. So we can make sure we bring it back in a recording and you get a chance to see that. All right, those are the tiers of a relationship. Now let's look at the types of relationship. When you're dealing with a relationship, there are several kinds. We'll call it kinds of relationship. We're talking about leading to a toxic relationship. Before we can talk about being toxic, you got to understand what a relationship is all about. What is a relationship? The types and the kinds of relationships. First, you have the family relationship. This is all your relatives, and y'all have a strong bond within that. That's blood, and that's DNA. Sometimes you bring in people when you're married. You're bringing son-in-laws, you bring in brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws, mother-in-laws, all of them bring in, all of them become of that family relationship. It's more of a connection through kinship. And that's where you begin to understand and you should be strong with one another. And that helps you not to have a toxic relationship or unhealthy relationship. If you're in your family having an unhappy relationship or a toxic relationship, it's time to take a step back. Check it out, see what's going on with you so you can be a better person and make your family stronger. The next one is friends, friendship. You remember up there we was talking about the tears? It's in the friendship. These are people you want to interact with, people you trust. You know, these are people you consider to be your friend, you respect, you care about, feel that in essence you can open up and be free to speak how you want to speak. You know, show confidence in them. Convey things to them. Are also the people you want to spend time with. That relationship is so important. That's a friendship. Now, just keep in mind, that's all kind of friendships. You have a good friendship, which you should be able to build honesty, have support, and loyalty. That's a good friendship. If you're missing those little characteristics right there, something is going on. It's not right. And you need to make sure you focus on those things, being honest and trustworthy, supportive of that person that you call your good friend, and be loyal to them. If they tell you something, they should, in confidence, they shouldn't have to hear that again. A lot of time that does happen. So that shows that person not a good friend to you. All right. Friendship is more of a reciprocal relationship. You know, where you are able to give to somebody and they're able to give it back to you. That's the only way it can exist within a friendship. All right, let's look at romantic relationships. We've talked about where you got strong attraction, but that's the kind of relationship that you have to do. That's some other things that goes along with that, because first of all, in a strong relationship, you must have love. Romantic relationship, you must have love, trust, respect, support, acceptance, shared interest, and desire for you to be with that person. You want to be involved. You want to be able in this world. Eventually, live together could be something that's lead to a romantic relationship. Those are the kind of things you got to look for. If you're missing a couple of those, don't say I can offset that. I'm gonna allow things to happen, because you need that to be successful. Because when we're talking about relationship traits, we always say, first of all, you got to self-love. You got to love yourself first. If you can't do that, you can't love anybody else. You definitely can't be in a romantic relationship. You have to be honest. Trust. Remember, I said honest and trust. Honest and trust. It's two of them, but I put them together because that's what a romantic relationship deal with. Trust. Honesty. Respect. Support. Acceptance. Also, you have to look forward to be able to communicate. That's so important to any relationship. And I want to make sure you understand that communication is not just to communicate for understanding. It's for understanding. When you're talking to me, you got to be able to communicate with me where I'm listening to you and you are listening to me. It's not a one-sided show. It becomes toxic when you become one-sided. People want to control you. People want to possess the things you have going on with you so they can have you under their thumb. That ain't what you want to be. That's unhappy. That's a side of unhappy, and it's a side of a toxic relationship. So let's try to stay away from those. When you recognize, but we're going to talk about the reason why some people continue to prefer a toxic relationship and really don't want a relationship with a real relationship. We're going to look at toxic versus real, unhappy versus happy, you know, healthy versus unhealthy. These are the kind of things we talk about in a real relationship. The call-in number to be a part is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to tell us your name and location if you choose to do that, and give us your comments, your questions, and your expertise. Healthy relationship. This is another one that we must talk about. A healthy relationship involves traits, as I mentioned earlier. Those traits are self-love, honesty, trust, communication, connection. I didn't get the connection. Connection, compassion, willingness, and commitment. It takes a lot. A relationship requires 100% of you. A relationship, especially a healthy relationship, requires you to be focused on being successful. That leads to a successful relationship. You got to be committed. You say, tell them, I love you. And you got to be committed to that. Don't just say it just to say it. A healthy relationship requires you to do those things to be successful. Compassion. You have to have compassion not only for your brother, man, a sister, man, a sister, you have compassion for your brother, but you all have to have compassion for that person you're in a relationship with. You have to do that for you to be successful. Willingness. You just got a healthy relationship, a successful relationship requires you to be willing to do whatever it takes to be successful, and you can't be afraid. A real relationship, if it's healthy, it will be successful, and you're now in a real relationship. Now, just kind of touch bases on quickly on some of the things that we have going on. As I shared about the Zetas having their 100-year Final Womanhood Centennial, 100 Final Womanhood Centennial Gala. We talked about that. Also, I want to share with you a young man, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He's running for the school boards in Montgomery, Alabama, District 4, and that's DeMarco Williams. He had a meet and greet last night. I was not able to go to it, but in supporting him, I want you to understand this young man looking to make a difference with the Board of Education. Montgomery motto, thoughts for the last 2 years is MPS move forward. You have to have people with minds that is forward thinking. And this young man, DeMarcus Weems, will be important to make this board move forward. We got four of the new members, and we want to continue adding individuals. This is election time for two of the board members because you had five previously, just recently elected in November. Now we're in last fall. Now you're going to have in the spring, March, your third go out, and we need you to elect DeMarcus. Not only because he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, but he's also a young man willing to serve humanity. Push the button for DeMarcus Wing for School Board District 4, Montgomery, Alabama. We look for you to support him. Call us to Smithway Production supports DeMarcus. Thank you in regards to that, DeMarcus, for sharing that with us, and we want to make sure we continue to talk about it. All right, the next topic we want to talk about is basically why do people stay in toxic relationships? Normally we say why do smart people, because if you're smart, you won't be in there, but we're going to say why do people stay in toxic relationships? First of all, I think those people who stay in a toxic relationship don't understand what a toxic relationship is. They think that's normalcy. If that's all you experience, if you develop your relationship skills from a toxic relationship, then 9 times out of 10, you think that is it. You're in an unhappy as well as a toxic relationship. Now, what a toxic relationship in the eyes, you should be looking through the rose-colored glasses that helps you stay out of it, is that toxic relationship is a relationship that seems pleasant from the outside. See, when you see it, it looks good, but there's a lot of things going on. But for some unexplainable reason, their life sucks. They're not happy. They're frustrated. They are annoyed most of the time. And they have no idea why. That's a toxic relationship. If you're in that kind of relationship, you might need to revamp, readjust, reassess yourself to say, I got to get out of this relationship. A toxic relationship don't always involve physical play, but a lot of time it does. Because that person is trying to control you. That person is doing everything to hurt you, to possess you. They see you as a possession. Now, they're good at this game. Those persons are great at doing that. They'll be able to treat you with all the disrespect, keep you unhappy. It's unpleasant, but come in return, tell you something nice, give you a gift, offer you something that they think that's going to make you feel better. Get you to thinking is nobody else wants you. Nobody wants you because you have 3 or 4 young children. Nobody wants you because you might be a little larger than everybody's size. No one wants you because you might not look the way that they think you should look. No one wants you. That's what they talk to you every day. They tell you that. Sometimes financially, they keep you in this relationship. So when you think about that, think about those things that keeps you in that relationship and why it's toxic. Because as long as you stay in a relationship, it becomes unpleasant. You're unhappy. It sucks. Life begins to suck. You can't even have any friends. because all your friends are tired of hearing you going over and over again about what's going on in that relationship, but you're not being proactive enough to make a difference with that relationship. You got to get out. You might not believe you can go anywhere else. You might believe nobody else wants you. But as long as you stay there, it will be that way. People will not want you because you know why? Because in their mind, they don't see you, trying to make advancement. You're more of a reactionary instead of a proactive person. So that's one of the things. So life is just fine with you because you're so accustomed to it. That's the toxic relationship, and that's the scary part about it. One of the things I want to share is that when you enter a toxic relationship with a person who's not an ideal match for you, oh, man, that's simple right there. Talk to me. You're in a relationship with somebody who is ideally not a match for you. And if they're not a match for you, there's going to be some problems. You may actually end up losing yourself. That's what happened in a toxic relationship. That's why it's so hard. That's why I didn't say smart people. But I'm going to add that. Why do smart people stay in toxic relationships? Because, first of all, you lose yourself in that relationship. You become a person you wouldn't be too happy to be. I'm not happy with myself. So now my self-esteem is gone. My self-love is gone. You know, recently a young lady was telling me about when they was married and their husband, they eventually divorced that person, but their husband wanted them to, she was gaining weight. When you're talking about losing weight, no, you're losing weight. Come on, baby, I like you big. I like you big and fine. I just want you big. You know, there's some idealists want nobody else to look at you, but that's not true because you can't, some people, it's what you like is what you like. Wouldn't allow that person to fix himself up, go get the nails done, get the hair done, and do all the things. Or it won't let them go out to keep them in the house, go to work, come back home. You know, then they're disrespectful to them. You know, all of those things are the way people try to keep you unhappy. And you can question yourself alone. You lose yourself. That's something I want you all to keep in mind. You lose yourself. And when you lose yourself, that's a problem. That's a big problem when you lose yourself. So just keep in mind when you feel yourself falling into that situation, when you feel that bad part that's kind of taking over you where you're not happy, you don't feel like you love. You may feel like you love, but you're being loved by something that's not good. It's a situation when you don't match up with a person. It's a situation where you just, just everything you do is not pleasing to that person. You become a person that's unpleasant to be around, or your friends and family don't deal with. You got a problem. That's time to recognize that you're in a very toxic relationship. Because one of the things they say about the bad part about toxic relationship, this is a bad thing, and I just shared something just then when I said that, is that you can't really recognize whether you're in this relationship or not, a toxic relationship. You can't really recognize it at first. You can't. I'm telling you. Because when you meet these people, you think everything is going well. You know that old saying about when you, that stage when you're associate, maybe become acquainted, will take those two stages. You know, when people come, they send their representative. And when they send their representative might be as kind and nice as possible. But then all of a sudden, as time go on, and they begin to show themselves real, you know that thing? So when people show themselves, believe what you see, because it's not what you like. It might not what you want to be around. So if you stay there, it's because you're not able to recognize it at first, because they're bringing the gift. They're smiling. They're talking smooth. They're offering some thoughts. And we want you to be a part of offering your thoughts about toxic relationship. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. press 1. Now, I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give us your name and location if you choose to. And then off your comments, your question, or your expertise. Now, let's look at one more advertisement. And so it's great to have an opportunity to share these advertisements with you. We have the House of Greek. They've been open a couple months now. It's located in Montgomery, Alabama. It's revitalizing Greek apparel with a click and modern twist. They also offer you a great chance to get some non-Greek apparel as well. All you have to do is make contact with Rita Green. And it's located at the House of Greek. It's located at 2001 Mulberry Street, Montgomery, Alabama. And the telephone number, if you want to call and talk to any one of those individuals, a salesperson or the owner, which is Rita Green, 334-593-2738. The number is 334-593-2738. So give them a call, the House of Greek. You got Greek apparel as well as non-Greek apparel. So go check it out. It's a good opportunity. It's located on Mulberry Street. All right, let's move to our next topic, which is what relationship habits, say that again, I want you to listen. What relationship habits you learn why in a toxic relationship, but you think they are normal? What relationship habit? The first habit that you're going to begin to learn, and it's called it's a skill that you begin to learn, and it's not a good skill to learn. You learn to keep scorecard. You say, what do you mean by that, Doc? Well, one of the things you're going to do is that you sort of keep up with the score, and you blame your mate, or you're being blamed for past mistakes. You remember when you did this? You remember when you did that? That's a scorecard. The second thing, you drop hints. That's what some people do. And they're always saying that. They say drop hints and other passive aggressiveness. We know what passive aggressiveness is. Some people just lay back a little bit, and not saying they're gonna be aggressive. They can't be aggressive, but they lay back. They're passive. They're very passive. The next trait that's normally goes along with our next habit that knows will go along with a toxic relationship is they hold the relationship as a hostage. Hold the relationship as a hostage, and that's you know, you're fighting everything, you know, what I'm doing for you, I'm helping you, I'm good for you, you know, but I'm controlling you. Just remember, relationship is a hostage. Just remember, blaming your partner is number four for your own emotion. Blaming your partner. The blame game. It's easy to blame somebody else for what's going on. Why things are not right. Picking arguments to say, oh, you the reason why this is going on. Number five, displays of loving jealousy. This person, when you go out, they're always jealous. You can't talk to that person. Can't nobody look at you. I was watching a show the other day, Divorce Court, and George Tolan, and the young lady was saying that they were walking in the mall, and some guy looked at her, and the guy looked at the dude's stank eye, you know, and looked at her stank eye. She was just so confused. So you're trying to you're controlling, but you're jealous. That's not a good characteristic to have in a healthy relationship. It is perfect for a toxic, unhealthy, unhappy relationship. Number six is buying the solution to relationship problems. You always don't want to hear a solution to the problem. You always want to sell something else to keep the relationship toxic. You don't want to deal with the problem. That's what it's all about, not dealing with the problem. Instead, you buy a gift. Your action was bad, so I buy a gift to offset this thing. Those are some habits that you need to recognize. And, you know, if you learn from those habits in a toxic relationship and try not to take them in the next relationship, you have a tendency to be quite successful. So we want to keep you in, you know, keep that in mind. Call in number is 347-857-4192. And we look forward to hearing from you. I'm looking at the lines. A few people on the line, just press the number one. Press one, and we'll identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then you can add off your comments because you'll be live at that time. And your expertise, just your thoughts. This is Thoughtful Tuesday. Thoughtful Tuesday. That's what it is. PT day. All right. Next topic we're going to look at is how to build and keep a romantic relationship that's healthy, happy, and satisfied. I'm just going to give you a list of things that you can do so that relationship can be positive. First of all, you maintain a meaningful emotional connection with each other. Make it meaningful. You're not afraid of respectful agreements. You notice that respectful agreement, you agree to disagree. So be respectful. And don't always bring it up. You know, don't be keeping the count. Don't keep the scorecard. You remember the scorecard? Or I got to get the last word in. I'm going to have to get you back because you got me. These kind of things are not good for building a romantic relationship that's healthy, happy, and satisfied. Another thing is you keep outside relationships and interests alive. Know about that? A cell phone. That cell phone, social media, you're keeping that connection. You're keeping it alive. If you want to be healthy, you have to no longer keep those attachments. You have to slowly, you got to wean yourself from, take the opportunity to get away from it. Get yourself away from relationships, those past relationships, those friendships you call it so deep that you keep them involved with the romantic relationship or the healthy relationship, or the successful relationship you're trying to build. The next thing is, you communicate openly and honestly. You remember we talked about those relationship traits? You have to be able to be open, be honest. You got to be trustworthy. You got to be able to be compassionate. You got to be willing, a willingness, and you have to be committed. If you do that, if you communicate openly and honestly, you can be very successful. That's the sign of moving toward a healthy relationship, a happy relationship, a satisfied relationship. You know, don't ever get caught doing this when you call yourself trying to communicate openly and honestly. Not being able to tell your partner what you need. Don't make them a guess. Don't make your partner guess. If you openly tell them, if you're not comfortable with something, share that with them on Thoughtful Thursday, Tuesday, whatever day you want to call it. You know, we have our names for, but today is Tuesday. We said Thoughtful. Thursday can be Thoughtful. Wednesday can be Thoughtful. Friday can be Thoughtful. But just make sure you communicate with them. Be open with them. Talk with them. Don't have them trying to guess what's going on with you. They're not a mind reader. They can't do that. You have to be able to communicate with them openly and honestly. The next thing you need to do, learn how to Learn how to respectfully resolve conflict. Remember I said something about that? Being respectful. A respectful agreement. Make sure you communicate with respect toward the other person. If you get in an argument, learn to agree to disagree. But be open with that person. Open enough and honest with that person where you're from the start. Don't go in with it. You know, and I dealt with this, and I'll talk about one of the relationships I had several years ago, about 5 years ago. And the person had this, and they always say this, they always would say this, and it kind of bothered me. And I probably should have been open and honest and tell them I didn't like that. But they always said, all men lie. You know, and I was brought up, you know, if you got a tongue and it's a forked tongue and it's pointed down, you can lie. Mom always said that. So I'm like, I heard that person, all men lie, all men lie. So when they ask you a question and you give them an answer, they already got, they had set the stage that saying you're lying. And that's one of the things. You're not being respectful toward that other person. Because it can become a conflict. And if you're not from the start stepping into the situation ready to resolve the conflict respectful, 9 times out of 10 you're going to have a problem. Be prepared for the ups and downs. We said it in life. On your job, you're going to have ups and downs. Your family, you're going to have ups and downs. In your relationship, you're going to have ups and downs. A healthy, a happy, satisfied romantic relationship, you will have to be prepared for the ups and downs. He's not always going to go your way. They're not going to go your partner way. But you got to be able to, again, compromise. See what I'm saying? And but be prepared for it. The preparation is that you don't know what may happen. But if an up or down come up, be prepared to be open-minded so you can be able to communicate about what's going on. Spend quality time. It's a big one right here. That means face-to-face on a regular basis. If you want a healthy, happy, satisfying, romantic relationship or a healthy relationship, these are some of the things you can do to make sure the relationship is successful. Spend quality time, face-to-face, on a regular basis. Have your routine in your relationship, and that routine would be in the morning time, you get up, you might want to just take a minute and sit down and talk. You know, back in the older days and a long time ago, they had the family come to the table. You'll see dad read the paper, the mother there, you know, maybe fix the food, but take a time to eat and sit there and talk with each other. Quality time. Make room for quality time. Make room to spend quality time with your significant other, with your wife, your husband, your mate, whatever it is, that person, you should make quality time for them. Again, to be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1 to identify you, the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then I will make you live. Before I move on to the actual last two topics we want to talk about, we have rather about 12 minutes. I want to share with you my new book. The cost of the book is $20, and the name of the book is Don't Be Scared to Love. It's available. All you have to do is just go to my email account, which is LorenzaDSmith@gmail.com. Sorry, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Again, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And if you want to go to Facebook, which is Facebook.com, Facebook.com/ DRL D'Alberto Smith. Or if you want to just go to either one of my Twitter accounts, you can do that. You have Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. You have Lorenzo D. Smith 5. You have Dr. Lowe the number one, Dr. Lowell Smith with the number one. There's so many talking real to you. All of those, you can just check it out at gmail.com. And just check us out and you just let me know you want this book. And it's for good reading. It really came out Christmas before Christmas. Got caught up in that Christmas mailing and packaging. And we're able to finally get copies in now. And it costs $20. If you want to pay, just go use these two options. You can go to Cash App, just $, Lorenza D. Smith. Or you can go to PayPal, and you know, paypal.me/, and that's Dr. Lorenza. And you can check it out. Again, Dr. Lorenza on PayPal. Check me out. I either go to Cash App, $20, and we'll get it into the mail, get it to you as soon as possible. Don't be scared to love. And it's one of the books that's going to focus on relationships, talking about real love, as our Love Cafe shared. So get this book. And our book that came out last year entitled Education, What Happened to the Passion? And you can get this book as well. You can just go to the Cash App as a way to pay, or just go to my Gmail account, email, and it's lorenzadsmith@15@gmail.com. So I'm interested in the book, Education, What Happened to the Passion? The cost of this one is $15. You can get this book because this is a last year edition of this book, which is 2 years old, actually, but it's available. Check it out. Find out some things that, from my experience in education of 30-something years, and I share it in this book right here, Education, What Happened to the Passion? All right, so we want you to check those things out right there. Those are opportunities for you to just go to my Gmail account, which is lorenzadsmith15, and let me know you want a book. And if you want to just go pay for it, you can go to PayPal, and you can check out and just see Dr. Lorenza with PayPal, or you can go to Cash App, and that's $LorenzaDSmith, and you can pay that way. So check us out. You can go to Facebook and check us out. Or, again, you can go listen to this show, or you can just give me a call. I'm going to give you the office number. That's 334-467-7261. 334-467-7261. Give me a call. If you don't get me, leave a message, then I'll get back with you as soon as possible. All right, last two topics we want to talk about is what relationship skills leads to lasting love. You notice I didn't say a lasting relationship, lasting love. First of all, being non-defensive. Just keep in mind, be open to feedback. If you're talking about you're trying to have lasting love, this relationship going to last forever because that's your ultimate goal, because you plan on, if that person, you're in a romantic relationship and you love that person, they told you they love you because I love you as a gift. We talked about it on the show. That means I care. I want to be with you. I'm committed to you. I'm being open with you, and I want to be honest with you. All of those things right there, then I'm now willing to not be defensive because you bring a thought toward me. You're in a relationship, you'll be comfortable enough to communicate, open to feedback, open to thoughts, open to just discussions. Next one, open to new experience. You might want to try something different. You might have been doing it that way all the time. Now you want to try something different. And that would be a great opportunity for you. Listen to me, to work on that relationship skill. If you work on these ones I'm sharing with you, not only will you have a lasting love, you won't fall into that toxic relationship, unhappy relationship, because you're open, first of all, for feedback. If someone wants to share, you share something that's going to make you better, you know, constructive criticism, you're open to it. That's feedback. So you're not defensive all the time. That's non-defensive. Next, open it to new experience. Just try something a little different. You may have been doing the old way, just not quite the way you want to do it in this new relationship, in a relationship, a healthy relationship, a successful relationship. The next thing is open communication. Come on, tell you, that's so important. You got to be able to communicate openly. You can't miscommunicate anything. You got to make a great effort. Communication is an effort or a willingness to make sure The point is a cross. It's your point being shared with that person, not demanding and directed. Hey, listen, you need to listen to what I'm saying. That ain't communication. And in a lasting relationship, these skills you have to work on. Open communication, honesty. That's all. Remember, that's one of those relationship traits, being honest. People can deal with the truth and deal with your honesty when you're straightforward with it. But when you lie, you got to tell a lie, another lie, another lie to cover that lie. So just keep that in mind, honest. Being calm. It's a calmness about yourself. Don't be always on pins and needles. You know, I was just from time to time talk about things, and I know things be happening around me, and I'm just like, well, you know, I can only do so much to change things, but I know I can push my blood pressure at another level, always let things get to me. I'm about as calm as anybody you know, because I'm all about being happy. I'm all about being loved. That's what I'm all about. Not all about all this other foolishness, all this toxic stuff that's going on. That ain't what it's all about. It's all about being happy. I'm an optimist. I want to see positive things happen. Just because that happened don't mean the positive can't come out of that. And that's my demand. And I believe that works me toward having a healthy, a happy relationship. It ain't always been that way. But now God has blessed me to be where I am. And you should say the same thing. You've been blessed to see another day. When you wake up in the morning, when you put your feet, before you put your feet on the floor, and when they do hit the floor, say, thank you, Lord, because he's blessing you. Bless me to go today and have an awesome day. And in my relationship, in my marriage, I want it to last forever. Lasting love, and I have to do the things that make sure. These are skills. If you have been in a relationship and those skills are not refined, or you still, you know where to understanding what those skills are, you need to work on. Try. Just try being calm. Don't scream and holler about everything. Be optimistic. Be optimistic about it. You said, dang, something good is going to come out of this. Be honest. Don't be afraid to be honest. With that person, you say, you know, that thing we always talk about, you tell them, I love you. It's a gift. You don't give everybody that gift. Just that person that you have a connection. You know, one of the other traits is connection. When you connect with people, you be asking yourself. You ask yourself, you know, wow, you know, this person, we got a serious connection right now. I don't know him, but I want to know him because we're connected. Feel like we have run across each other before. So I'm going to go through those tiers. I'm going to become associated with that person, and I'm going to be acquainted. We're going to build a friendship, and then we're going to build a romantic relationship, and then we're going to move to have an everlasting love for one another. Don't be afraid to love. You want to be happy. You really, really want to be happy. You move toward those things we talked about tonight, you will be in a successful relationship, a healthy relationship. You don't have time to be toxic. You can't be toxic because you're doing things to avoid that. Don't let someone manipulate you. Even though you go into a relationship and at first you didn't realize those things were going on that was toxic, but you're in that relationship. And that's one of the things, where the last thing we're going to talk about, and I think it's so important when we're talking about in a relationship, is that when you focus on things to be successful, you also look at those things that will build and make you a better person. I'm going to run through six things right quick. And those six things are relationship shared around forgiveness. All stable and healthy marriage relationship is built around forgiveness. Successful couples focus their attention on solving the issues rather than attacking the other person. You know, that's a mouthful of being said right there. You're in a relationship, person want to attack you every time. They want to keep a scorecard. You one-up me, I'm going to one-up you. That's not good. That's scary. A relationship that is based on adventures. This is a successful relationship. If you're looking at doing something with that person, you know, it works toward it. You overcome an inner obstacle so you can have a lasting relationship. Because you're looking at something that adventurous in there. This person excites me. This person wants me to do something. You know, instead of being predictable all the time, do something a little bit unpredictable. Sometimes operate in a gray area. You know, because if you don't, you know, it become boring to you, uninteresting. Now, researchers have said that, and that's some research been done, it's been shown that couples who enjoy the most intense love are those who enjoy participating in new and challenging activities together. You know, I hear about young ladies say we're going on these girl trips and dudes going on boys trip, whatever you call it, boy or have you. Why don't you do a trip with your mate? Do some trips with them. Try some new adventures. The norm is girl trip, boys trip. Now my mate and I trip. We're going to enjoy ourselves. A relationship that are built, relationships are built around intimacy. Come on. Intimacy is not just the body being intimate in any kind of love-making fashion. It could be the mind, the spirit, your soul. Some about you around somebody that makes you feel good from inside out. Keep the smile. And keep laughing. You're like, man, this person that got me off. You know, I can't stop laughing. I'm happy. It takes more muscle to frown up than to smile and laugh. A laughter is good for the soul. Remember that? Laughter is good for the soul. So that's an intimate part of you. It's not all about sex. Most therapists indicate that a couple who are unhappy with their sexual life will strain in their relationship, can even head to splitting up. Sex is essential in cultivating a thriving relationship. That's what's intimacy. Now, we talked about intimacy on the Love Cafe. You know, it's bonding, connecting, coming closer with a person, and it could be the mental, the emotional, not always physical. The next one, relationship based on trust. You have to have trust. Now, we talked about that. That's another one of those healthy relationship traits, trust. See, trust is one of the most important predictors of long-term relationship success. A relationship will not be strong if there is no trust between the parties. That's a mouthful to say. I don't have to go no further. Call in now, 347-857-0192. Check us out. I see many people on the line. If you want to have a thought about something, press 1. I identify you as 4 digits of the cell or telephone number, then I just actually give you a thought, whatever exactly you feel about these things we're talking about toxic relationship, unhappy relationship, what skills you have built to have a lasting romantic relationship. All of these things we're talking about, we want you to share your thoughts. I have two more that I want to share with you in regards to successful relationship. Relationships that are built around a shared future. Just think about it. A long-lasting, healthy relationship have similarities. The individual is more similar in thought process, similar in how you feel, and it's better. See, a partner that you're in a relationship with should especially be secure with their own values and goals. Got to be secure yourself. Before you can embark on a relationship, you got to be comfortable with yourself. No one else can give you that. So keep that in mind. If you want to have continue with a long-lasting, healthy relationship, you got to be able to share what you want to do in the future. Relationship that based on real vulnerability is the last point. It leads people to be afraid to commit. It leads you afraid to fall in love because it's a fear. Vulnerability, to be in love, you got to be willing to be vulnerable, be open. Nothing wrong with that. Let your hair down. Open your heart. Because you won't ever be happy if you do that. You can't have walls up there. You can't start a relationship setting certain criteria from the beginning. You can't tell a heart who to. Now you can work on how it works, but you can't tell about who to. Just keep that in mind. The fear of vulnerability has to be a part of you being healthy, being successful. If you take on these thoughts we talked about tonight, you will definitely will not fall into a toxic relationship. And if you do, you have skills to get yourself out. It's been awesome. We've been talking with you tonight. Again, we want to make sure you be a part of this. You can go to our web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Smithway Production, and you can hear this show. If you want to go back and check it out, you can hear all our shows. We're in season 3. We're so excited. We're being truly blessed. And tomorrow night, we have our sports show, which focuses on historical black colleges, university, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We have a preview show that come on at 7 o'clock, and I get you set up for the 8 o'clock primetime show, and that's Central Standard Time. And for those people on the East Coast, that 7 o'clock show actually will be 8 o'clock your time, and the 8 o'clock show will be the 9 o'clock your time. So we look forward to you joining us tomorrow night. You can join me on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube television at 7 o'clock. Then you can come back and join us at 8 o'clock. And it's awesome. We want you to be a part of the web link again. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/TheSmithWayProduction. I am glad. God has been good. So glad. Tonight, yeah, we're going a little bit over the time because it's 8:08. And we want to share some things with you as we close it out. I just mentioned about the show tomorrow night, the two shows we have, one at 7 and 8. And then we'll come back and talk with you on Friday on Ballin' with the Doc, and we'll go in there at 2:30. I host that show. The show tomorrow night, I host it as well. Those individuals play a part as my team members on tomorrow night. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards and Coach Laura D. Smith. That's Coach Tony Touchdown Stalwart. We have Coach Cameron Gilbert. And then last but not least, we have the radio personality, Daryl E-Train Elliott. On Wednesday night, which is Wonderful Wednesday, Hump Day. On Friday, I host that show, and that's Dr. Loretta D. Smith on Ballin' with the Doc at 2:30. We'll talk some sports, and then we'll come back here on Monday on Talking Real to You. It's on every other Monday, and I'm the host of that show, so we just focus on just playing on life issues. The previous show is 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The prime time show is 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Talking about playing on life issues. Joining me on that show, the team is, because we have the brand as the only father and daughter blog talk show in the Black Talk Radio show in the country. My daughter, that is Lauren D. Smith, she'll be joining me, as well as other co-hosts, those individuals that's also joining us. And it's just awesome to have a chance to make sure we be a part of it. We're at the end of the show now. I'm sitting here looking at my board. My board seems like it want to go to sleep. I'm just having one of those days. But I just want to tell y'all, it's been awesome being here. And we'll check you out. We'll check you out on tomorrow night. Have an awesome night. And I am really upset that my board went out on me, but it's all good. And we'll definitely get back with you tomorrow. And you have an awesome night as we try to get the music and get the board back up. Hopefully get the board back up. Because, man, I tell you, we have some crazy things going on with our show, but, you know, we keep on grinding. But like I said, that's our hashtag, keep on grinding. And our next hashtag is communicate for understanding. But last but not least, I want you to know that no matter what happened in your life, what happened today, and what happened tonight, I want to tell you, it means so much to me because you are the greatest feeling to be around people. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night. And you know what? I want to say it, and this song is so important. I'm going to play this, and we don't own the rights to it, but I love it. And it's just like things may not be going your way. The relationship may be toxic, and I want you to keep in mind, just as this song says, if I can get it up, I'm playing with it, and I want to make sure I get it right. It is.
A lady came up to me after a show I did the other night, and she said, excuse me, Lamar is here. Hey, I really love your music. She said, and Boogie, your song, they really helped me through a lot of rough patches in my marriage. I just want to say thank you, and we really enjoyed your show. I said, this must be your husband. She said, no, this is my new man. I said, well, I see you still wearing your ring. You and hubby ain't going to try to work it out. She hugged old boy and said, it's too late. She said, I finally got somebody that's going to treat me right. She said, it's too late. So he ain't got to worry about coming home tonight. She said, Lamar, listen. I didn't cook, I didn't clean. I've been fucking the nigga since 16. I gave him 27 years, four kids. Treated that man like a king. She said, Mars, I just got tired of that bullshit. He stay out drinking with his buddies. Come on, wanna fight me? I'm happy now that I don't give a damn. Don't judge me, Lamar, as he made me who I am. Plus, it's too late. See, I finally got somebody that's gonna treat me right. She said it's too late. So he ain't gotta worry about coming home tonight. Cause it's too late. I done finally got somebody that's gonna treat me right. She said it's too late. I'm going home with my new man tonight.
She told me, she said,
all my kids are grown now. And my youngest 19. She say, I ain't got no babies no more. I'm free to move about the cabin if you know what I mean. Hope you don't think I'm just a cheater. Let me tell you a little bit more about what I've been through. Calling and calling. He was in the club balling and balling. I'm home lonely and crying. The nigga steady lying. Feelings no more, no. I just don't love him like I used to before. It took me years, but I'm strong now. I can stand up on my own now. She said it's too late. and finally got somebody that's gonna